By God's precious heart, and by his nails, and by the blood of Christ that is in Hales, seven is my chance, and thine is sank and tray. By God's arms, if thou falsely play, this dagger shall throughout thine heart go. This fruit comes of the bitched bones too, forswearing I a falseness homicide. Now, for the love of Christ that for us died, leaveth your oaths, both great and small. But, sirs, now will I tell forth my tale. These rioters three, of which I tell, long erst ere prime rang of any bell, were set them in a tavern to drink. And, as they sat, they heard a bell clink before a corpse was carried to his grave, that one of them gan call unto his knave.
"Go, bet," quod he, "and ask readily, what corpse is this that passes here forby? And look that thou report his name well."
"Sir," quod this boy, "it needeth never a deal. It was me told ere you came here 2 hours. He was, pardee, an old fellow of yours. And suddenly he was he slain to-night, for drunk as he sat on his bench upright. There came a privy thief men cleepeth death, that in this country all the people slayeth. And with his spear he smote his heart in two, and went his way withouten words more. He has 1,000 slain this pestilence, and, master, ere you come in his presence, me thinketh that it were necessary for to beware of such an adversary. Be ready for to meet him evermore. Thus taught me my dam. I say no more."
"By Saint Mary," said this taverner, "the child says sooth. For he has slain this year hence over 1 mile within a great village, both man and woman, child and hight and page. I trow his habitation be there, to be advised great wisdom it were, ere that he did a man a dishonour."
"Yea, God's arms,"
quod this rioter,
"is it such peril with him for to meet? I shall him seek by way and eke by street. I make a vow by God's dignate bones. Hearken, fellows, we three be alones. Let each of us hold up his hand to other, and each of us become the other's brother. And we will slay this false traitor death. He shall be slain. He that so many slayeth, by God's dignity, ere it be night."
Together have these three their troth's plight, to live and die each of them with other, as though he were his only born brother. And up they start, all drunkard in this rage, and forth they go towards that village of which the taverner had spoke before. And many a grisly oath then have they swore, and Christ's blessed body they to rent. Death shall be dead, if that they may him hent.